Good morning and welcome to another edition of the Morning Devotional. My name is Pastor William Hill, the pastor of Providence Church, a congregation of the Presbyterian Church in America. We are located in Evansville, Indiana. It's great to have you here for a Tuesday, March 29th, 2022. This is edition number 145 of season 4 of the Morning Devotional. We are working our way through the shorter catechism. We are dealing with matters related to larger catechism, question 172. As pertains to the question and issues surrounding the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. Let's pray together, and then we'll consider the balance of larger catechism question 172. Let's pray. Father, as we look to you now, we look with hope and pleading that your Spirit might teach us and guide us. We ask that you would strengthen your people, you would strengthen us as we study these things, that we would learn more about this sacrament and that we would lay hold of it as a means of grace in our lives. We pray that you'd help us even now. We ask for Christ's sake. Amen. Well, yesterday we started looking at Larger Catechism 172. We began to deal with the question of doubting of being in Christ or a lack of preparation should one come to the Lord's Supper in that situation. And we dealt with a number of issues surrounding that. Today we're going to consider the balance of the question in which the answer gives us some guidance as to these lack of assurance and matters related to it. And so at the end of the larger catechism, the answer goes on to say he is to bewail his unbelief and labor to have his doubts resolved, and so doing, he may and ought to come to the Lord's Supper that he may be further strengthened. And so all of us experience, I think, at times a certain degree of unbelief. Though we understand the propositional truths of the gospel and we understand the word of God, we don't question the inspiration of Scripture. We don't question God's word. We know that it be true and right and good. There are times in which, because we are frail creatures of dust, because we are fallible, there are times in which we waver. Our belief, our trust, our hope ebbs and flows as we move through our lives. Circumstances pressing in upon us in different circumstances in different areas may cause us to question, may cause us even to doubt. Now, there's an example of this, of course, in the Bible. In Mark chapter 9, we have a story of a man who believed but lacked belief. Now, I know that sounds contradictory, and I don't mean it to be that way, but that's precisely what's going on here in this ninth chapter of Mark. Now, the context is important. Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration with Peter, James, and John. He comes down from the mountain. The disciples are seeking this man. Had come to the disciples seeking help from them to rescue his son from this misery that he'd been experiencing for a long time. And Jesus comes and sees what's going on, and we read there in verse 22, and it has often cast him into fire and into water to destroy him. Now that's the demon, the one that would seize him, throw him down, cause him to do all sorts of crazy things. And he said, from childhood, this has been happening. And so the man says to Jesus, but if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus said to him, if you can, all things are possible for one who believes. And then here's the verse that you probably know. Immediately, the father of the child cried out and said, I believe, help my unbelief. So he did believe, because he believed enough to bring the child to the disciples and then to have this conversation with the Savior and plead for his help. He believed enough to ask for a remedy from the only one who could grant the remedy. But he wavered. And oftentimes we too waver. Well, should that prevent me from coming to the Lord's Supper? Should that time of doubts cause me to stay away from the meal that communicates to me the truth and the hope that I desperately need in my unbelief? And what is it? Well, I need the presence of Christ. I need that which he communicates to me through the meal. And so we are to bewail this unbelief. That's the wording of the of the catechism answer, to bewail his unbelief. That is to mourn it. That is to cry out for help, acknowledging the unbelief, pleading for more grace and faith to trust and believe what Christ has told us. And so we mourn it, but we bewail it. We plead for more help, more grace. I'm reminded of Robert Murray McShane's quote, "It is a sure sign of grace to desire more grace." Indeed, it is. But then we are to labor to have our doubts resolved. Our doubts resolved. I mean, the enemy of our soul will seek to create doubt in our minds about what Jesus Christ has done. And so this doubt is created between the tension that exists between our emotions and our mind, what we know to be true in our head, and what we feel in our heart. And this tension is created that creates these doubts, but we should seek to resolve them, and we resolve them by the simple, ordinary means that God has given to the church. And so after Peter preached that great sermon in Pentecost in Acts 2, now when they heard this, that is to say the sermon that he just preached, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" In other words, they are seeking to resolve the problem. And when we find ourselves doubting, when we find ourselves questioning, we should seek to resolve it. We immerse ourselves in Scripture. We immerse ourselves around the fellowship of God's people. We don't abandon the means of grace because our doubts will only increase. They won't decrease. We spend time meditating on God's Word. We think through things in Scripture that remind us of all that God has done to redeem us from the misery of sin, and we lay hold of that. We pray and we plead for help, as I've mentioned already. We bewail these things and seek to remedy them, having our doubts resolved. And so this is what these people did. "What shall we do?" they asked. And they received their answer, of course: "Repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." So we seek to resolve that using all the means that God has given to us. And by doing that, then we come to the table where we're strengthened, even in our weakness. God welcomes weak sinners, and he wants them to recognize their weakness and to depend upon him. And so we go to that meal where the bread and the wine communicate to us our great weakness and Christ's great strength, that he might impart to us help and overcome our doubts and our weakness and strengthen us in the journey of the Christian life. So, yes, if you are doubting, but you know Christ, if you didn't adequately prepare, you know, stay away. The Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 11 says, "Let a man examine himself and then let him come." And so you come bewailing your weakness and pleading for more help in the Christian life. Well, I trust these times are helpful for you. If they are, if you would like to contact me, you can do so. The way to do that is there before you on the screen. And so until the Wednesday edition, when we continue looking at the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, may the Lord help you and strengthen you today. May you serve him. May you resolve to pursue him with your whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. God bless.